Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to jump back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
This is another welcome back.
That's right. Gabby Sanchez joining us right now from Fox Sports Florida. He's the Marlins studio analyst. Also, at one point in time in his career, had the Gabby Sanchez show here on the Joe Rogan Show.
And I tell you what, you remember the day he spent all that time
we went to the
with all those
bar.
Whack jobs right. We had with us that were with us that day.
Gabby, I had to sit close to Gabby.
Gabby, you were great, man, and we still appreciate that. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Joe. And Zach, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. We're hanging in there. We were just talking about – I hope you weren't listening before. We're talking – about some,
not about you, Gabby.
Not about you, yeah. But just to some other stuff. Hey, listen, it's kind of not a great time to be talking baseball. Teams in a little bit of a funk, but I always used to hear it all evens out, like great pitching with hitting and hitting with great pitching. It hasn't with this team. The pitching, even though it hadn't been great the last few nights, really, overall, I think they found some real quality starting pitching. It's just been the hitting, just can't get it going. Would you agree that right now hitting's got a long way to go to catch up to the pitching?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a long way to go. It's just, you got to remember, too, there's a lot of young guys who are still breaking into the league. They're still trying to learn the league. And when you're going up against the pitching staff like the Dodgers have, those are three aces that you're throwing out there. And in baseball, great pitching is always going to beat good hitting. So it's tough to look at that sample size of the teams that they just finished playing and the type of arms that they had. Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of those funks coming in, especially with the younger team not being able to really know the guys that they're facing.
Gabby,
you are right. There's depth in that pitching staff, not only in the big leagues, because remember, too, there's a couple guys who are hurt and guys who filled in who have been phenomenal.
You expect them, as this thing goes on, and guys in the minor leagues are looking like they're close to ready to go, you expect more guys to get called up and get a chance to play some before the year's over?
Yeah, I think before the year you're going to see some guys, especially in Triple A, like Diaz, who's going to come up and he's going to show what he can do. Unfortunately, Harrison got hurt and stuff. So there are guys in the minor leagues. You're going to probably see Brenson come up as well here in September probably. Just to kind of show what they can do or how much better they've gotten. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough because with the type of pitching staff that the Marlins are throwing out there, especially with that young staff that they have who've been doing, you know, great things. Yeah, the last couple of days have, you know, been kind of hurt with Trevor Richards yesterday. You know, not a great game for him, but it's going to happen. Pitchers are going to get beat up too. You got to give hitters credit as well every once in a while. But, yeah, I expect you're going to see some guys from AAA make their way up to the big leagues and trickle in and get that opportunity to show what they can do at the big league stage.
Gabby, obviously the record doesn't show, but the pitching staff, the young pitching staff, has got to be one of the great surprises around Major League Baseball this season, right?
It absolutely is. I've talked with guys on other teams, and I've talked to them about our pitching staff, and, you know, they tell us, like, man, once they get going and once those hitters get older, it's going to be a tough team just because that pitching staff, it really is that good. They've got some dynamite throwers, and then you've got guys like Jordan Yamamoto coming up who's able to throw every single pitch that he wants in his arsenal for a strike. He did have a little rough outing, but still, if you look at it in a whole, he's been outstanding.
Gabby, I got to ask you this one because you've been around this team for a while and you played for it. Patience has been the thing that the organization's talked about. Patience, we got to build up the minor league. We got to do it through the minor league. It's hard to be patient. It for any of our it is. I'm just wondering, is it hard for you sometimes? You ever just, or are you just? Because I get all you guys. I listen to everybody and watch everybody. Everybody's been pretty good about sticking with the game plan. But it does get tough sometimes, doesn't it?
I mean, again, of course it gets tough because you are from Miami and you don't want that excuse anymore of, you know, oh, these guys can't do it, or yeah, we're still waiting for 2 years. Because guess what? There's some really talented players on that Marlins team, and the last thing that you want to do is just give excuses. But you got guys like Cooper who've come up and come in who unfortunately was hurt for the past 2 years, because you see what he's doing this year. He's been absolutely crushing the ball. So he's been one of those, you know, bright guys in that lineup. So it's hard because, you know, like Derek Jeter said and Don Mattingly have said, like, yeah, it is a building process, but you still want to win now. And you still got guys on the team that are capable of winning. And, yeah, you're going to have those stretches throughout a season where you might lose 4 or 5 games in a row, but then you're going to also have those stretches where you're going to go those 9-2s. So it's one of those things where, yeah, it might not look good right now, but then you come back in a week and the team won 4 out of 5 and you're going, oh, hey, we're back at it again.
I want to ask you another question because I haven't had a chance to talk to you much, and I apologize. I was up at spring. You came over and said hello, and I was in another world, so I apologize. But I wanted to ask you about playing over in Japan where you don't speak the language. Man, I know when it's being around family, and I don't understand what people are saying. How hard is that to play a sport where you don't speak Japanese like that? How difficult was that?
Well, I mean, it's not the easiest thing, of course. I like to talk with guys. I like to interact with the guys. I like to know, you know, who they are as a person. And when you're going through an interpreter the whole entire time, it's tough because you don't know if what you're saying is actually being translated in the right way. Right. And you're trying to talk with these guys and you're going back and forth going, dude, are you saying exactly what I'm saying or what? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So that's the part that's hard. It's that interacting with those guys. So most of the times you were just hanging out with the other guys who came from the United States, or luckily I speak Spanish too, so I'm able to, you know, talk with all the Latino guys. And you might have, you know, 3 or 4 guys that's who you're hanging out with. It's
right.
Kind of your little clique, just because, let's face it, you can't just sit down with some of these guys who are Japanese and just hold a conversation with them because you're doing it with an interpreter.
Yeah, it would be tough. How about this coming up this weekend, the Marlins throwback jerseys? How long until there's a cry to keep those as the full-time jerseys? That always happens.
Oh, that's going to happen.
When you bring back the throwback jerseys.
And let's talk about that because there's a lot of stuff that's going along this weekend, and there's a couple different points and stuff because there's going to be some fun stuff. One of the things is there's a giveaway each of the days of throwback weekend. So Friday the 26th, the 27th, and 28th. The fans are going to be able to get stuff, free swag coming into the ballpark, which is always great to see. Now, the merchandise is only going to be exclusively available. So those jerseys that those guys are going to be wearing on the field, those 97 throwbacks that everybody loves, the cutoffs, you're actually going to be able to buy them at the stadium, but only at Marlins Park. So it's exclusive only at Marlins Park. So I know fans are going to be going crazy after those, because when I've been walking around the park, that's one of the biggest things that they've told me. Hey, we need to get those jerseys back on. So it's going to be fun to watch and see all those jerseys being out there. Of course, the alumni are going to be present. There's going to be guys walking around like Alex Gonzalez, Charles Johnson, Tommy Hutton, be walking around taking pictures. There's going to be a lot of more guys. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And for the fans that use that Brightline train, they can receive 30% off of the Smart Passes and 20% off of that Smart Plus, Plus Select. They're using the promo code Marlins. So that's another good thing that the Marlins are throwing out there for the fans using that train. And then, of course, who can forget the fireworks postgame after the Saturday's game? So there's a lot of festivities going on at Marlins Park, and I know the fans are going to be loving it because they've been asking me about the jersey, and they're going to finally be able to see them.
Gabby, how many freebies do you get? Just between us, how many do you already get? I know you got the one, but how many extras do you get for your buddies?
No, I get one that I use, and then I'm gonna be, you know, taking it and being like, oh, did you give the jersey back? Yeah, I gave it back, and it's gonna be in my back pocket. He's coming home with me.
Everybody loves free stuff. Everybody loves
free stuff. If it's free, it's for me. There's no question.
I'll take 3 if it's free. Exactly.
Gabby, it's great having you, man. Thanks so much for coming on. You take care of yourself.
It's been a pleasure, and please, hey, don't let it go too far next time. Let's do this again sometime.
You got it. Thank you, Gabby. I appreciate that. We're not bad guys. Thank you. Gabby Sanchez, Fox Sports, Florida Marlins, studio analyst, doing his stuff and working with the team now and stuff. And He's got a great. He was, listen, man, when he was with us, couldn't have been nicer. Exactly. Good games, bad games.
Yep. Still came on.
My man showed up. Yep. He did. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And that luncheon, when you show up at a luncheon, you got it. You're getting every baseball question possible.
Yeah, and he had to sit in between a lot of crazy people, too.
Yeah. Including us.
And he had to be course, with, yeah.
All of us. So it was great. We appreciate him coming on and just getting a chance to talk to him about everything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.